Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. John Deere is set to relocate some jobs from its Ottumwa and Des Moines plants to other facilities in Iowa and Illinois. Moline's tractor maker announced on Wednesday that its product verification and validation testing operations at both plants will be moved to, quote, reduce overhead expenses and improve efficiency, end quote. It's unclear how many positions will be impacted, but the company said some employees will have the option to relocate. The changes will take effect in fiscal year 2020. Last month, John Deere announced plans to eliminate 142 jobs in Waterloo and Des Moines in its latest round of layoffs, citing decreased demand and lower order volumes. The city of Coralville, outside of Iowa City, has passed an equal protection resolution affirming its protections for people in the LGBTQ community. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's the second city in Iowa to do so this year.
Members of the Johnson County Trans Advisory Committee helped draft the city's resolution, which followed a similar one passed by Iowa City in August. It comes after state lawmakers removed gender identity as a protected class from the Iowa Civil Rights Act earlier this year. Allison Bywater, who lives in Coralville, spoke at the city council meeting.
My clients and my child deserve to grow up knowing that their city protects their rights, even when other levels of government fall short. They deserve to ride the Coralville bus, visit the library, and go to school without wondering if who they are will be used against them.
The council voted 4-1 in favor of the resolution. Councilmember Rich Vogelzang voted against it, raising what he said were procedural concerns about protecting specific groups. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Several airports in the region are declining to play a video for travelers provided by Homeland Security that blames Democrats for the ongoing government shutdown. The Quad Cities and Des Moines International Airports this week cited the video's partisan nature for not showing it near security lines. Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids is also steering clear of the messaging, in which Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem states that most TSA employees are working without pay because Democrats, quote, refuse to fund the federal government, end quote. A spokesperson for the Eastern Iowa Airport and Quad Cities Airport says as a public entity, they do not play videos that can be considered political or partisan. Some industries in Iowa, like business services and manufacturing, have been losing jobs, but the clean energy sector is growing. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Chang reports.
There are now more jobs for things like installing efficient lighting and connecting efficient HVAC systems in Iowa's economy. The group E2, which advocates for environmentally friendly economic policies, looked at data from the U.S. Department of Energy. They found the energy efficiency sector added almost 900 jobs to the Iowa economy last year. Jamal Berkey is the CEO of Renewance, an Illinois-based battery recycling company. He says he's expecting growth to slow down from impending federal cuts.
A tax credit that is now no longer in place may result in an energy storage or grid storage project not penciling out financially, so that would get canceled.
He says his projects are also facing headwinds due to tariffs impacting costs. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has released his 2024 tax summaries this week, showing that he and his wife made more than $10 million in taxable income last year. According to the Chicago Tribune, that includes more than $1.4 million in winnings from gambling. The governor has used his personal fortune as an heir to the Hyatt hotel chain to bankroll his political campaigns. Pritzker is one of the wealthiest politicians in American history, with a net worth of more than $3 billion. Illinois state lawmakers hope to tackle soaring utility bills in the remaining 4 days of the fall veto session. They also want to figure out how to fund Chicago area transit, which is facing a $200 million deficit. But House Speaker Chris Welch says, above all, Illinois Democrats want to protect democracy.
We're going to condemn political violence in all forms, whether it comes from a gunman radicalized by the darkest corners of the internet or masked ICE agents. We're going to recognize that substantive due process is the only thing that separates a lawful detention from a kidnapping. And we're going to support the First Amendment rights that make all that possible.
Welch says he's also hoping to pass a bill that would bar federal agents from making warrantless arrests in courthouses. The Illinois legislature's fall veto session continues today and then picks back up October 28th, running through the 30th. The Bix Beiderbecke Jazz Society is merging with Davenport's Common Chord in a move intended to expand staff programs and events. The organizations announced Wednesday that the society, which puts on the historic Bix Jazz Festival, will benefit from Common Chord's capacity and community outreach. The announcement also included the date for next year's 55th annual Bix Jazz Festival, which is scheduled for July 30th through October 1st. Augustana College's Upper Mississippi Center is seeking a Quad City area partner for its fifth round of an assistance program offered to cities, counties, and other local organizations that help solve challenges. The center's director, Professor Michael Reisner, says the 1 to 2 year partnership sends faculty and students off campus to help communities tackle issues ranging from health equity to cultural preservation. He says the first partnership in 2013 worked with the city of Clinton on a variety of projects.
There was a history class doing some oral histories. There was a geography class looking at whether they should expand a bus route down towards the Walmart. There was a political science class looking at trying to address some parking areas in downtown. And there was an environmental studies class doing an urban tree inventory. So it really was designed around what the community's needs are.
The deadline to apply for the Augustana Accelerator is November 15th. More information and the application can be found on the Upper Mississippi Center's website. This is WVIK News.